KXEI presents Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
My name is Ayla Kapai. I am the director of production and head brewer for Borderlands Brewing Company here in Tucson, Arizona. I have been brewing beer professionally for 6 years and have been brewing for Borderlands for the last 3 years.
How do you describe your identity?
I am a first generation East Indian and Latina woman. I am an outdoor enthusiast, a desert lover, and adventure seeker. I am a cyclist and a weightlifter. Perhaps most importantly, I am an advocate for women and minorities in the craft beer industry, specifically in back of house beer production. While careers don't have to define people, much of my own personal identity is tied to my career and passion in craft beer. I believe in brewing beers for a purpose. I'm interested in dissecting and changing the demographic of people who work in craft beer and consume it. And I think it's really important to be critical of racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic disparities in the beer industry, specifically amongst consumers. I can say culturally and personally speaking, neither my East Indian or Latina sides of my family have been part of or represented in the craft beer industry. And that's really just been a personal investigation of mine to examine why that is.
You know, just thinking about your career as one of the first female head brewer in leading these company efforts and supporting other women that are in the industry of craft beer. How that component in your personal journey integrates in the Tucson community?
You know, when I started brewing professionally and learning 6-7 years ago, there were no other women at the time who were brewing. And you're right, I am the first female head brewer in Tucson. I hadn't really seen either side of my family represented in craft beer. And at times, that has honestly been a little bit of a lonely journey throughout the years. But it wasn't until I helped lead Arizona's first binational all-female collaboration brew with other women in Mexico that it was the first time I met brewers who looked like me, brewers who I identified with. It's so important to me to make sure that craft beer in Tucson specifically, for the people who are working in it and the people who are consuming it, should represent the people who live and work in Tucson. So there's still quite a lot of work to be done, but that is a personal passion and mission of mine.
Now that you mentioned that binational project, could you tell me more about that project, the project that you are working together with other women in Mexico and here in the U.S.?
The first project, the Las Hermanas project, that took place in 2019. At Borderlands, we opened Arizona's first all-female production facility in 2018. We decided to brew with other female brewers in Mexico. I didn't realize at the time how many women were brewing all throughout Mexico. We worked on this project in Monterrey in Mexico. 2 weeks later, we brewed on the U.S. side of the border as well. You know, unfortunately with COVID, we weren't able to have this collaboration again last year or even this year, but we will pursue one next year. And really, you know, the goal of this project is again to highlight women and minorities and our Latino, Latina counterparts in Mexico. So, you know, there's a lot that Americans don't realize that we have to learn from the Mexican craft beer industry, which is actually quite remarkable. I would really like to bring those influences here to the Tucson community.
Appreciate your story, but also your leadership, the support that you are giving to other women, your vision, and also the passion in terms of creating quality craft beer in this region.
Thank you so much.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia. Production and editing by Gwendoline Hernandez. DJ Nenny G for KXCI Tucson.